What I'm trying to do is give you an alternate method towards activations and moving forward. I thought I'd speak a little bit about activations and the space that's required to be, to allow ourselves to receive or allow ourselves to be activated. Something shifts, something changes you. But in order to experience that, we need space. So there's plenty of people who I've heard these comments from and messages from, and I can see, and I've had plenty of experience, many experiences myself with this, but I can see those who have a more active mind and those who have a less active mind, that the less active the mind is, the more shifts there is and the more consistent the shifts are. The more active the mind is, it's obviously slows down any kind of progress. The mind interferes and intervenes in an energetic change. You've heard, you know, that I don't really recommend books. And when I have clients, I try to stop clients, in the 6-week course, I try to stop people reading books, try to stop them listening to spirituality podcasts or any of that kind of thing. All it is mind, you know, and most people need a window of space to allow a shift, to allow whatever is in them to come through, as opposed to putting information in. The masculine energy, obviously, is the mind. Feminine is the heart. We live in a strongly masculine world. Most men and women are extremely masculine. And I intentionally use the word extreme. Deeply in control, deeply in analysis and information. So first of all, I want to say, right, for me, I listen to podcasts. I never listen to audiobooks. It's just not for me listening to audiobooks. I would miss whole sections, you know, miss paragraphs, get to the end of the book. And I've kind of heard, I don't know, 50-60% of it. And even then I've just heard those. For me, I need a book in front of me that I can reread that section. I literally, if I physically have the book, I highlight sections. I write notes margins. I write notes in the margins. And then I'd go back and I'd open up and I'd read those sections again. I have a Kindle. I do the same thing in the Kindle. I highlight sections. I can write notes. Sometimes I always have notepads around me, but sometimes I'll take notes on the section. I'll physically write, and I might write the page number or the book or whatever it may be. What I'm trying to do is give you an alternate method towards activations and moving forward, if that makes sense. So I'm an extremely slow learner. I'm extraordinarily slow. I'm stupid slow. I have books on my table here that I've been reading, and I mean small books that I've been reading for 6 months, 8 months. There are books that I read quickly. I just read Ranulf Fine's book, one of his books about, you know, climbing Everest and the Antarctic. That's a book that I'd sit down before I go to bed and I'd read. You know, I'm flying through it. But then if I'm reading books on, fucking hate the word spirituality, it's a cesspit of poison. A woman approached me the other day who lives here, who she makes t-shirts. And I was thinking, yeah, okay. Like, she was gave me her details. And I said, okay, yeah, let me think. I might have to remember that. Spirituality, it's a cesspit of poison. That's what I want on a t-shirt. Spontaneous evolution. But the things that I would read, I'm not looking for anything anymore. I'm not a spiritual seeker. I'm not seeking anything. The rare interview or talk from people that I might watch on YouTube is rare. The books that I read on these subjects, I'm not seeking. They're books that find me. I'm not going through spirituality accounts on any social media or YouTube or Amazon looking for books or authors. I don't do that. A book appears, something knows to go and look at the author or look at the book. Sometimes the books don't resonate, or the author, sometimes it does. I buy it. I start reading it generally very slowly, but I read it with highlighting and notes. It might just be one segment that I highlight and take notes on. And that might be the activation. That might be what I needed in that book. Sometimes then I'll read on. I'll think, oh, there's not, put it down. I'm bored. No, it's not for me. But that segment was, sometimes I read on, obviously, and there's more areas. But I'm just trying to make a point of, like, you might have seen on my stories on Instagram at times of photographs. I write on everything now. I'm fucking writing all over the windows here. I bought glass markers for glass. I have quotes and notes on. My landlady would probably go bananas if she came in. But so you'll see in photographs of quotes, or you will see at times, like everything. The reason I take that, I do that, is that if I can open my phone and read what I wrote earlier on, I came out of meditation. This is what I wrote. I'm not trying to get this intellectually. I'm not trying to get any of this intellectually. That's easy. We can do that in seconds. I can reread the quote two times. I put quotes every day on my Instagram stories. They're quotes for clients or for people in on this path. They resonate. I don't recommend reading the quote, going on to the next quote. Oh, that's a nice image, going on to the next quote. That's not really what I do. So I'm not trying to get this intellectually. That's easy. It takes seconds. I'm aiming to get this experientially. The answer of what you're looking for is not in the book. There's two reasons, right, that I don't recommend books to people, or I'm skeptical and rare. It's a rare occasion. One is because people think that the answer is in the book. If I mention an author, they go, oh my God, there's a few people going, they could buy all his books. It's in his books. They read the book in a day. They don't really highlight it. They don't pay any attention to anything that's in the book. They move on to the next book. They've completely missed what was in it. And the reason is there's no space. That's the second reason. They can't listen. So much activity and noise. So much noise. There's no space for anything to connect, to resonate, to activate. So much noise. So when I'm reading my bed before book, my bed, when I'm reading my book before bed, I'm reading it. I'm enjoying the story, be it fiction or be it, I love biographies of people's life stories. I'm enjoying that and I go to sleep. When I'm reading deeper work, I pause, I sit down, I maybe read one page, you know, I maybe read one page or a half a page or a segment. I might go back to my highlights or my notes. I might start writing notes in the windows and ponder it for a while. I walk around, I make my food, and maybe I come back and I read another half a page. That's how I read. The goal is not to get to the end of the book. I mean, I have The Red Line by Maria Zeppes on the table in front of me. It's fallen apart. I'm wondering, can I buy glue and glue the pages back in? I've read it so many times. I've read so many sections. Each time I read it, I'm highlighting sections. I'm taking notes in the margins. There's so much depth in it to allow space. And I see it in people. I recommend books. They listen to the book. Yeah, listen to it. Didn't really get anything. Did you read that book? Yeah, I read it. Read today. Don't really know what he was talking about. No space. So much noise, clutter. And some of the books that I've recommended to people, I genuinely mean this, are books that have fucking completely changed the direction of my life. And I see it and I pass it on. They don't. Yeah. But there's deep, profound stuff in some of these books that I've recommended that I go back to again and again. I go back and I get more. The fucking depth. They're written by people. Even if you want to discard the book, they're written by people who are well along the path, way beyond me on this path, deeply embedded in living the path, experiencing the path. So there's frequency in those books. But you have to be still enough to allow that in, to allow that information in. It's the same as these fucking podcasts. I mean, if you're cleaning your kitchen now or driving your kids to school, telling them to shut up, yeah, not much going to win. No space. We're dealing in frequency. It's not about words. It's not about the understanding or accumulation of information. Like, the mind can only take us so far, and eventually you need to step away from that. And I do see that some people can't do that. They're not ready yet. They're still convinced that the next course, the next book, if I just watch another, if I learn a new technique, it's not in all that. The reason I'm here saying this, and the reason you're listening, is something in you knows you can skip all that shit. You don't need to buy 40 more books and do 50 more courses and learn new techniques and analyze this or that. The being is ready. You can just quiet all the shit and the noise. I would even say, like, it may be worth re-listening to this, you know, and taking notes on that, allowing yourself the space to be activated, to receive frequencies. It's a key and a lock to change you. It's possible. And in those moments that you think, yeah, I read that book, I didn't get anything. Oh, I listened to that, whoever, and it didn't really get anything. Well, look back at you. Look back at your role. How busy were you? You clean the house? Did you have the fucking Hoover on? You know, you're washing the dog. Were you allowing your being to work and to receive? Anyway, I'm out of time. Thanks for the feedback on the video that got banned from YouTube. I don't think I said anything radical in that at all. I think it's just the algorithm plucks them out of the air and goes, no, we're not allowing him. On another note, I am considering opening my doors again to another retreat in potentially June and or September. So anyone interested in coming, like, get in touch. Like, really, if you're up here in the mind, it's not really going to be for you. But if you can connect to a sensation and an awareness in your own instinct to feel in, that's where your guidance is. That's really all. That's all I live by. That's all you need. So you're welcome to come and live with me for 5 days. We can do some work together. You can see how I live, you know, that it's not just, I don't just turn on the video and go, got to be spiritual for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. I'm going to try and convince these people. This is pretty much how I live. Fucking writing all over my doors and windows. I'm taking notes all day. I'm in meditation on and off, going for walks. This is kind of how I live. So if you want to be immersed in that way to change yourself on a deeper level, this might be for you. It's generally not for people who have not worked with me. If you have never worked with me or been to a Sunday Zoom and you flew in here, the week would be kind of confusing. And you get back on a plane, you wouldn't really know what would happen. You'd be in work on Monday morning, kind of be a waste of money and time. Whereas if you've done or wanted to do a refresher, or you wanted to do the beginning course, what we could do is 5 or 6 weeks of the course timed that you then arrive here and work with me for a week. That would be brilliant. Like, I'm not really interested in just getting clients, churning through clients. I'm interested in people actually changing. If I wanted to churn through clients, I could put out loads of gimmicky little things that are kind of cheap and, you know, here, this is what I do in a booklet. And, you know, I don't think that works. Like, what I do is to take people through 6 weeks that fucking changes you, that you have pretty much constant contact with me if you need. I'm available all the time. And then you have the Sunday Zooms for 10 weeks. It works out 10 Sundays in a row. Like, and that separates the men from the boys. People who aren't ready for that, they're not ready to go there. And then some people are, they think, yeah, I'm fucking ready. I'm ready to go someplace different, deeper, to learn how to integrate, to meet all of me. Anyway, probably over time. Thanks for listening to me. Please share these if you have friends or family or CIA or whoever might want to delete my account. But yeah, be well.